Lowe's is announcing a five-year, $100 million commitment to complete nearly 1,800 community impact projects per year. This is kind of a big thing that they are doing, and they've teamed up with folks from Points of Light to talk about that. We have with us on the line this morning, joining us is Julie Yenicek. She is a Senior Director for Community Relations for Lowe's, and also Paul Holohan, who is the Chief Development Officer for Points of Light. Julie, let's start out. This is kind of a big undertaking, but tell us about the program itself.
Yeah, good morning. Lowe's has a long-time commitment to serve communities where we live and work. And so our goal is to make homes and hometowns better for everybody. And so this Lowe's hometown commitment, to your point, is the largest one that we've ever done. So it is a five-year, $100 million commitment. And we're so grateful to work with Points of Light to make a lasting impact in the communities that we serve.
Paul, how do they select these projects? Who's nominating them, or what kind of projects are we talking about here?
Yeah, so there's a variety of projects. We're hopeful that nonprofits and other community organizations and individuals will nominate a project. We'd like to see projects that center around neighborhood housing, community centers, things like youth centers or food pantries, and then thinking about outdoor spaces, parks, playgrounds, community gardens. So it really sort of runs the gamut in terms of the projects.
Julie, we're getting to that time of the year for spring. People think about doing outdoor projects themselves as well, or beautifying the community. I understand you have one of your first projects in Los Angeles. What's happening there?
We do. We are partnering with designer Bobby Burke, and we are going to do our first project with Bobby with a youth homeless center called My Friend's Place in L.A. And so Bobby will do that project, and then he'll also partner up with one of our other nominator projects to help design that space as well this summer.
And let's talk a little bit about getting people in the community as involved, Paul. You know, as Points of Light, you have sort of ideas of what you want to do, but you need support from the community and business community, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it takes people. We think people are at the center of change. And so I will emphasize Lowe's is such a good corporate citizen, just in terms not only of their financial investment, but their employees who give their time and talent to create impact. And it's critical when you think about the pandemic, and more than 75% of nonprofits report that they have an actual increase for their services. And so it's important for not only companies, but also individuals to get involved to make a difference.
And of course, it's sometimes different grassroots organizations, they look around, they think, if only we had a little more support, but now this is an opportunity for them to get their program and their project noticed. How do they go about nominating something like this, or getting into the process so they may be considered as part of this project?
Sure. So we would encourage everybody to go to lowes.com/hometowns to nominate a project in your area.
And when they do that, is there much to fill out? Do they need, is there like a description, like an essay? Do they have to explain why they think they're most deserving, or they just kind of give a good description of what they want to have accomplished?
Yeah, so we would encourage them to go to the site, and there's a number of questions that they need to answer, including what impact will this make in the community, as well as what you're looking for in terms of a budget, or Red Vest, Lowe's volunteers, or products, etc. So they'll fill out the entire application on lowes.com/hometowns.
At what point will they be notified if they are somebody who will be getting part of this project? When does that take place?
So as Paul mentioned, the application process closes on March 28th, and then Lowe's and Points of Light will be evaluating all of the nominations, and then the projects will kick off this summer.
Well, sounds good. We look for people to get in on this and take advantage of this, and hopefully improve their neighborhoods and their communities. Julie, Paul, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.